reflection of you. We know that your laws and your courts want to make you responsible for them, which is really a screwy thing, because they are all independent and they are all having their own exposure. And while parents do have an influence on their children, the other factors of their life experience are far greater.
Right.
What a parent is to a child is their greatest encourager or rooter. In other words, there's no one on the planet that cares about the well-being of anyone like a parent. And so that is certainly a factor. But if you could, for a little while, disassociate. In other words, we would like to hear you say, I know these two people. I know these two people, and these are their positive aspects. That we don't think their negative aspects or their negative experiences would be so emphatic if they were just people that you know. And so that's why we're wanting. Now, is it unrealistic to separate yourself from your children in that way? In other words, is it unrealistic to see them as independent extensions of Source? In other words, here I am as an independent extension of Source, and here Jerry is as an independent extension of Source, and here Esther is as an independent extension of Source, and here my son is as an independent. Here they all are.
Right.
But it feels different when you say, here I am, and through me came so-and-so. And we would like you to leave you out of it. In other words, you all came. We promise you that Source did not say to you, all right, we will be your source, and you will be the source of your child. That's the way you behave. My mother was my source of whatever I am, and her mother was her source, and I am the source. That's not how it is at all. You are all directly tapped into Source, all independent, all having your own guidance system, all having your own exposure to life experience, all having your own unique experience, your own thought processes, your own connection or resistance. In other words, all unique. You are not in on this, you see. So now, they're like anybody else out there in the universe. If thinking about them makes you feel good, think about them. If thinking about them makes you feel bad, then choose somebody else to think about. And stop doing what our friend was saying earlier. I think it is my responsibility to think about these people that make me feel bad when I think about them. And we say, that is really a trap. What that says is, I feel responsible to think about you, but when I think about you, I feel bad. And when I feel bad, I disconnect from Source. And when I disconnect from Source, I don't have anything to give anyone. So let's all just lay down and die together. In other words, it's a useless thing, you see. We're being strong with you because we really want you to give it up. We don't want you to take responsibility for anyone's experience but your own. And your own responsibility is a very big responsibility. It is your responsibility to feel good. In fact, it is so much your responsibility to feel good that we don't want you to think about your kids if they make you feel bad. That's how important it is for you to feel good. Now, our friend would say, but I feel bad if I don't feel bad. It doesn't feel good to feel good when those I love are having trouble. It doesn't feel good. And we say, you can't get sick enough to make them well. You can't get poor enough to make them wealthy. You can't get disconnected enough to get them disconnected. You don't have any choice in this. You've got no choice other than to find your own connection. You got to find a way to find your own connection. And if it means not thinking about them for a while, then we wouldn't think about them for a while. We would practice so many other things that feel good that are not related to them or that are not related to anyone. In other words, we would bask more. We would look more to the things of nature. Unless the dog is chained up next door, then we would not look there. We would look to the things that make you feel good when you look until you show yourself that you have the ability to feel good. We watch you as you watch television. It's a really interesting thing. You see, we see this aerial view of energy. So here will be the energy grid, and all of you are doing pretty well, and then something will broadcast, and a few million of you will watch it all simultaneously, and it's like the planet goes dark for a little while. In other words, the lights sort of go out as you all, and then you forget about it, and you get back into your own lives, and you find your own way, and things begin to light up again. And we say, oh, you make so much of your human interactions with each other. Just focus upon your connection to Source, and let your light bulb glow no matter what anybody else is doing, and don't ask everybody else to get lined up before you can get lined up, because they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it for you if they can't do it for themselves. And if you do it for you, whether they do it for themselves or not, they'll have a better chance of understanding what it is that you're doing. In other words, we think